Then on the rope gang, we worked mostly underground. We all did all the heavy work underground. You know, lowered all the heavy equipment, raised all the heavy equipment. If it was a wreck in the shaft, that was our job. We had to go pick up that wreck in the shaft. And yeah, we had a lot of underground work.
What were some of the duties of the rope gang? Can you go into a little more detail about some of those?
We used to load what we called motors. They're called trains, the underground mm-hmm. trains. See, that was our job, because anything that a miner, that the surface miner couldn't put in the cage, we had to lower it. And we had a special cage that was made. It's called a long tom. It was a long cage that just had four corners, just bars on four corners on top and the bottom. And all that heavy equipment we had to put on our cages, we had to, you know, put it so it would go up like this and coming down, set it on the bottom, it was still tight on top, and then we used to tie it off with rope and send that to different levels. I mean, I'm talking about the motors, well, people call trains, the ore cars, and all kinds of different equipment, all that heavy equipment. And that was our job. And then when we did that, we took over the cages. The station tenders, you know, they're the miners that work on the ground that you send the cages to, and they unload and load the cages and you know, shift me into different places. Well, they went off to the side, and we took over the cages. So we knew we had to know how to ring the bells. There's a certain way of ringing bells, you know, if you're working on the cages.